last week we spoke a little bit about the challah cover. Today we're going to talk a little bit about lecha mishnah. Maybe we'll make this a two-parter about the obligation of lecha mishnah. The sugya is the sugya in Shabbos of Kufiyot Zayin and Beis that one needs to be botseya al shtei kikaros, that during the meals of Shabbos we need to have a lecha mishnah. It is a zecher leman. The Torah says that we got a double portion of the man, a lecha mishnah, on Friday, so as a way of remembering the double portion, we have lecha mishnah. Is this a da'oraisa or is it a drabanan? The Taz in Hilchos Chanukah says that lecha mishnah is a din da'oraisa. Why in the world in Hilchos Chanukah? It's in Simin Tafrei Shayin Ches, where the discussion is you can only afford one thing, Ner Shabbos or Ner Chanukah, which one comes first? So the Taz discusses, what if you can only afford either Yayin Lekiddush or Lecha Mishnah? You have Lechem, you just don't have Lecha Mishnah. So Yayin Lekiddush or Lecha Mishnah? So which one do you buy? So probably most of us would have thought intuitively, Yayin Lekiddush, such a davar chashuv, says the Taz, Lecha Mishnah. Because Yayin Lekiddush is Rabbanan, you could be Yotze Kiddush Daraisa with Dvarim alone, but Lecha Mishnah is Daraisa, the Daraisa beats out the Drabanan. However, the Chalkas Yaakov and Aruchayim Sim Tzadi Gimel proves, like the other Shita, like the Magen Avram in Reish Nandalad, the Bir Halacha in Reish Samach Gimel, that it's got to be Drabanan, and his Raya is a very interesting Raya. Primogadim quotes from the Abu Draham, and it's really in many other Rishonim as well, that the reason that women are obligated in Lecha Mishnah is because of Afein Hayu Ba'oso Anes. Tosos Maseches Pesachim Daf Kuf Ches wonders why it is that we need a Gzeira Shava Tezvav to teach why it is that we don't just say Afei Noi Bosanes to be Mechayiv women in Sukkah, and instead women are Pata. Why don't you say Afei Noi Bosanes, and therefore they should be Chayiv? Says Tosfos, Afei Noi Bosanes never works on Dinim Daraisa. It only works on Dinim Drabanan. Now the truth is, there are three different answers of the Balei Tosfos, Megillah Daf Dalet, and Tosfos, and Pesachim Daf Kuf Ches, so it's not so pashut that answer is the answer. But if you assume, put those two things together, you assume like the Shita that the reason women are chayv and lecha mishnah is afei noi bosanes, and you assume that afei noi bosanes only works on dinim drabanan, not on dinim daraisa, it would therefore turn out that lecha mishnah has to be a din drabanan, not a din daraisa. I thought that was an interesting raya. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yud Zayin tells us that Rabbi Zeira Batsa Akula Sheirusa. What does that mean? He had some sort of larger amount. He was both Seya the Pas Akula Sheirusa. And the Gemara says, and don't worry, it doesn't look like he's being gluttonous. It's not Mechsi Kraftenusa, because he didn't eat that way in a weekday. That was specifically for Shabbos. But what does that mean that he's batza kula shirusa? Fundamental machlokas rishonim. It's quoted in the Ranim Mem Gimel Beis Bedapei Arif in Shabbos and in the Beis Yosef. It's quoted as well in some Reisha in David. And the machlokas as follows: Rashi holds that it would be botseya by cutting off a large enough piece to last him for the entire meal. Instead of cutting off a little slice, he would cut off a big enough piece where bread was the ikar part of the meal, and it was a large enough piece to last him for the entire meal. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel and Dalet, and the Torah in Simen Reish Ayin Dalet agree with Rashi. The Rashba, however, says, no, Akula Sherusa doesn't mean the entire meal, it means however many loaves there were in front of him, he cut all of them. He cut all of the loaves that were in front of them. So since Mikra didn't, we paskin like Rashi, Shulchan Aruch paskins explicitly this way in Reish Ayin Dalet, Sif Beis, we don't need to cut both loaves of challah for the Lecha Mishnah. Is it a nice thing to do? It's a nice chumrah, because you're being choshish with the Shitas HaRashba, and it's not just the Rashba, the Gra was makbid that way as well, because the Gra had a yisod. The Gra held that you almost never find that the Torah HaNistar goes against the Torah HaNigla. You never find that the Zohar is directly against the Gemara. So, but yet, the Zohar says that you need 12 loaves of bread for Suda Shabbos. So isn't that against the Torah HaNigla? You only need 2 loaves? Says the Gra. No! If you say Pshat is like the Rashba, that you have to cut both challahs in half, and you have 3 sudos of Shabbos, 2 loaves, so you're cutting ultimately 6 loaves in half, 6 halves is 12 pieces. So that's exactly what the Gra meant, that if you're cutting both loaves in half and each suda, so it is a nice chumrah to have, that people have to be machmir like the Gra, like the Rashba, but it's not required to make radin. If one is machmir like the Rashba, we should just realize what that means. It means that if you need a second challah, you're not allowed to use a frozen challah. That's a big arichus in the poskim. It's Tzitzel Yezer in Chelik Yudalit Sin Mem, the Minchas Yitzchak, in Chelik Tesim Mem Beis, Yabiya Omer in Chelik Chesor Chaim Lamed Beis, Bitzel Chachm in Chelik Yimel Simen Kuf Yod. Or for example, let's say it's Erev Pesach, and you need a Lecha Mishnah. So can you use matzah as the second of the Lecha Mishnah? You're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Also in Arichus, in many of those same tshuvas, in Tzitz Eliezer, in Chelik Yudal, Sim Chav Gimel, in Chelik Yudal, Sim Mem, or if let's say you're Makman Chadash, and you only eat Yashan, and the second Lechem is Chadash. Also, the Chor, according to the Rashba, you have a problem, because you're supposed to have both loaves of bread. So we mentioned briefly, are women chayavos in Lecha Mishnah? The Ran Masech Shabbos quotes a machlokas, why women are chayiv in Lecha Mishnah. And he says there are two possibilities. Either, afein hayibos ha'anes, but then that's Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, but then he says, but you know, we don't even need that reason of afein hayibos ha'anes, because anyway they're chayiv in Lecha Mishnah, because kol sheyeshno b'shomer, yeshno b'zachar. The halach is that anyone who's included in Shmiras Shabbos is included in Zechiras Shabbos. And what that means is anyone who's included in the Los Haseis of Shabbos is also included in the Mitzvos Haseis of Shabbos. And included in the Mitzvos Haseis of Shabbos, the computer's dying here, included in the Mitzvos Haseis of Shabbos is Lecha Mishnah as well. Rosh Shlomo Kluger in Ha'elef L'cha Shlomo Sim Kuf Yudalit says the minig is, and where he comes from, that women are not makbid at all in Lecha Mishnah. And he suggests several reasons for it. First, he says, you know, Lecha Mishnah is not a zecha l'neis like Ner Chanukah or anything like that. It's not a zecher as a hoda'ah and shevach for the neis. Rather, it's just a zecher to the fact that, that how it happened, that a double portion of man fell on everything. Meaning, man was not a Shabbos neis. The man was an everyday neis. So it's just a zecher to how something happened a little bit differently. But it's not this hoda'ah ala neis, and therefore, women, you wouldn't apply afein hayibos ha'anes, women would not be chayiv. Then he says, in a footnote he says, and anyway, the Ran doesn't accept Rabbeinu Tam's reason. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't accept the Ran's reason, so maybe I could say I accept neither reason. And therefore women aren't chayiv. He says that's why women aren't makbid in Shalosh Shabbos, not makbid in Lecha Mishnah, because you could say that neither reason is correct. Rav Avadia says in Yabi Omer that that is a very unusual way to paskin a halacha, that you have machlokas rishonim, where everyone agrees that something is true, they just argue what the svara is, and you say, so I agree with this one, that one svara is no good, I agree with this one, that one svara is no good, so I paskin against all the rishonim. You can't, that's against the rules, you can't do that. The third suggestion Shlomo Kluger has is, he says, you know, why did we need the man? We only needed the man, the Gemara tells us, because we complained. Had we not complained, then the Midbar itself would have produced natural food. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Gimel, tells us about a man whose wife had died, and he had an infant son that he had to feed, and he couldn't feed the child because there was no one to nurse the child. He didn't have money to hire a wet nurse, and a nasalo neis that he started to lactate, he was able to nurse the child by himself. Says Rav Yosef in the Gemara, Kama gadol adam zeh, that such an unusual thing happened for him. Amar Abaye, Kama garua adam zeh, how awful that is, that HaKadosh Baruch had to be Mishana, Maisa Bereshis, he had to change nature for for this person. How garua, how terrible. What you see from there is that it's a bad thing when you have to benefit from a nes. So says Shlomo Kluger, the men, Bashar Usham, as they were, once they already complained, they needed the nes, because they already complained. So that was the only thing. They weren't going to be zocha to the greater zechus of having it happen more naturally. So they should have a hoda'ah for the nes. But the women, they never complained in the first place. For them, it's garua that they had to end up benefiting from the nes, because they really could have benefited from a lesser nes, from the midbar, producing more natural food. So he says, for that reason, women are not included in Lecha Mishnah. All of these are very, very difficult. I think the standard assumption in the post, he's trying to be miyashiv a minag that he saw. Now, the truth is, the minag of chasidim, in most places, is that women do eat from their husband's sliced Lecha Mishnah, but they're often not there for the bracha. they're not makbid to be there. For the woman will be in the kitchen, she didn't even wash yet, she's still preparing the appetizer, and the husband will say motzi on the lecha mishnah. There's a tshuv in Kinyan Tarech El Galus and Peches where he tries to defend the minhag. Many others are not so happy about the minhag. Whatever it is, you know, if you have such a minhag, so there are people that try to defend it. I remember Rabbi Shai Shachter told me the first time he was by Rav Asher Weiss's house for a Shabbos, he was shocked. He was shocked that the Rebbetzin wasn't at the table when Rav Asher made the motzi. She's not being Yotzei Lechem Mishnah. How is that possible? You remember, he was very confused. He called his father afterwards. His father said, "That's what Chassidim do. You don't have to passel." Rav Asher Weiss, he's a Chassid. He's a perfectly good Jew, more than a perfectly good Jew. How big does the Lechem Mishnah have to be? So the Divrei Yatziv, the Kleisenberger, Nor Chaim Simchuv Chavav, says it needs to be shalem, but there is no minimum size of how it has to be. However, many other poskim, I can't see because my computer just died, but many other poskim are of the opinion that it should be the size of a kezayis dafka. So like if you can use like, let's say, a garlic knot or something like that for a lecha mishnah, so you want to make sure that there would be nothing wrong with that as long as it's the size of a kezayis. If it's not the size of a kezayis, then you're already entering into a machlokes haposkim. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll discuss procedurally. You're right, your own Shabbos table, you want to do everything right, which one to cut, how do you pass it out, what about salt and all that stuff. So Bez Hashem, we'll get to that tomorrow, and hopefully my computer will be done. Okay.